Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian military officials said Saturday that they fired a hypersonic missile for the first time in Ukraine to target a weapons storage site in the west of the country. In a statement Saturday, the Russian Defense Ministry said it had destroyed a large underground warehouse containing missiles and ammunition in the village of Dilyatin. Russia Saturday also claimed its soldiers have entered the city of besieged port city Mariupol in southern Ukraine, which has been shelled for days. The general staff of Ukraine's armed forces acknowledged Friday that they've lost access to the coast temporarily because Russian forces have managed to tighten their grip around Mariupol. Ukrainian officials say Russia has conducted 14 missile strikes and 40 air raids on targets, mainly civilian ones, in Ukraine in the past 24 hours. The UN Security Council met Friday at Russia's request for the second time in a week to discuss its latest allegations that the United States was operating a secret biological weapons program in Ukraine. Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia claimed that Russian forces had uncovered new documents during their military offensive and that Ukraine was playing only a secondary role in the alleged project. U.S. Envoy Linda Thomas-Greenfield dismissed the allegations as, quote, bizarre conspiracy theories. She said the latest claims sounded like they came from, in her words, some dark corner of the Internet. She expressed Washington's continued concern that Moscow may be planting the seeds for an attack that it would then blame on Ukraine. Thomas Greenfield said, we continue to believe it is possible that Russia may be planning to use chemical or biological agents. This is VOA News. Spain has declared the beginning of a new stage in its strained relations with Moscow. The Spanish prime minister has written to the Moroccan king, agreeing that having the Western Sahara operate autonomously under Rabat's rule is the most serious, realistic, and credible initiative for resolving a decades-long dispute over the vast African territory. This marks an enormous departure from Spain's earlier stance of considering Morocco's grip on the Western Sahara an occupation. The shift followed months of frosty diplomatic relations and a humanitarian crisis over migration from Morocco to Spain. A flurry of visits by Spanish officials to Morocco are now planned, but the change over Western Sahara has also opened up disputes within Spain's governing coalition. China's official Xinhua news agency signed new rules on the supervision of military equipment purchase contracts Saturday as part of a long-term effort by the country to modernize its military. China aims to complete the modernization of its armed forces by 2035. It hopes to turn the People's Liberation Army into a world-class military by the middle of the century. Chinese President Xi Jinping, who is also chairman of the commission that oversees the armed forces, has continually pushed for new rules and regulations to assess, procure, and test weaponry and equipment. The rules will come into effect on March 20th. The announcement comes one day after she had a video call with U.S. President Joe Biden, during which they discussed the Ukraine war. During the call, Biden warned China against supporting Russia's attack on Ukraine. For decades, Russia has aided China in modernizing its military, supplying its neighbor with weapons and equipment from naval guns to transport aircraft. No weapons transfers have been made from China to Russia, according to independent arms transfer data. 4 U.S. Marines were killed when their Osprey aircraft crashed into a Norwegian town in the Arctic Circle during a NATO exercise unrelated to Russia's war in Ukraine, according to authorities on Saturday. Norway's prime minister tweeted that they died in the crash on Friday night. The cause is under investigation, but Norwegian police have reported bad weather in the area. The Marines were taking part in a NATO exercise called Cold Response. And recapping our top story for the hour, Russian military officials said Saturday that they fired a hypersonic missile for the first time in Ukraine to target a weapons storage site in the west of the country. You can keep up on all the news out of Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.